This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to grab your popcorn and your drink. Please take your seat and always silence your cell phones. The next showing of Place to Be Nation's Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton is about to begin.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to another very special episode of Laughing Theater. This is one of our isolation specials. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I am very excited. This is a movie I have not seen all the way through in a long time. And it's kind of a goofy movie, but it kind of falls in line here with Place to Be Nation being founded on wrestling, being a wrestling-related or wrestling content movie. But let me introduce the gang that's going to be watching it tonight. First of all, let me introduce, he's been appearing on a lot of these shows, Mr. Sean Kidd. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, Andy?
I'm good. You ready to pop some cherries?
Yeah, you're actually popping my cherry on this movie, too, because I haven't seen this movie yet.
Yes.
You'll pop in mine, too, from a watch of this.
This is a cinematic treasure, I tell you.
I imagine it is.
So joining Sean and I tonight are a couple of guys from the Place to Be Nation family making their podcast debuts. First off, let me introduce Mr. Eric Ells. Eric, how are you tonight?
Hello, it's Eels.
Eels, I'm sorry.
Don't feel bad.
Sorry about that.
Everyone does that. Yeah.
So you got tonight?
I am good. Normally I would be working, but I've had a bit of hours cut during this whole weird situation. I want to say pandemic. It's just a situation. We're all dealing with it.
All right. Well, hopefully this will take your mind off things and have a good laugh.
Yes, for
a
sure.
Bar. And joining him
I've been using Skype a lot more.
Yes, your Skype is getting a workout these days with live watches. And joining us as well, Mr. James Grunberg. James, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I can't wait to watch this again. You know, this is like probably the ninth time that I watched this movie. I remember the first time I actually watched this. It was on like the TBS Friday Night Movie lineup, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it went right within Turner because it was, produced with Turner help because it's all WCW guys. But the movie, we haven't even mentioned it, Ready to Rumble from 2000, Steven, starring David Arquette and Scott Kahn. It's quite a movie. I should put it that way.
Yes.
Sean's never seen it before, like I said, and I've seen it a number of times, and I'm sure Eric and James have seen it a number of times. So we're going to have a lot of fun comments to say in there. So this appeals to both, you know, movie fans and wrestling fans. Actually, this is not the first time this movie is being live watched on Place to Be Nation. Over on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, they did this for, I think, one of the shows, one of the holiday shows, maybe Halloween or something like that. They did a live watch of this. So, you know.
Perfect time.
Yeah, it was a while ago. So, you know, it's time has come again. And you know, we got very different ages on this podcast, you know. Yeah, Sean and I are kind of older, and you got James and Eric are a little bit younger. So let's hear their perspectives. It's going to be quite interesting.
So I'll probably be youngest.
Yeah, James is watching it on DVD, and the rest of us are watching this on Amazon Prime that we've rented for the low, low price of $2.99. So we all have it.
Eric, I thought you went out. I thought you went out to the store and you bought this movie.
No, I've never owned this movie. It didn't really appeal to me. I haven't watched it a lot over the last 20 years. I don't even think it came to my theater when it came out, because I looked it up. It came out 2 days before my 16th birthday, but I don't think it came to Rowan, Vermont.
Wow. All right. So you guys already, we're all queued up at like 1 second in, like the Warner Bros. Logo is about to start. All right. I'm going to count us down. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play.
Play.
Why is it not playing? Okay, now I'm playing. Yeah, I know. I was on the subtitles thing. That's why. So I have Warner Brothers Picture, Warner Entertainment Company.
Warner's got to be very proud of this production.
Bel Air
Entertainment. More proud. If it turned a profit, which it didn't.
What the hell? Well,
did.
Wow, that's a hell of an opening right here.
I I always assumed these were just taken from like covers of those old wrestling magazines.
So they sold the stores. A lot from Bill Apter.
Yeah, probably him.
Yeah, there's Goldberg laying on his back. Sting flying down. Yeah, this is a... this is
quite...
Andy, they have wrestlers from the years we were born in.
I know. Oh, Haystacks Calhoun, what that is. Oh, God, yep. Bruno.
Andre, Dick the Bruiser.
Luthez.
Yeah.
And Mask,
all the greats from Scott's childhood.
Giant Baba, Gorgeous George. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So I never told the story, right? So one time we went to like this house in Montauk, and I guess like the owner had a painted picture of El Santo in his like his house that we rented. And I was like, that is the most random thing ever.
So here's Scott Kahn. I can't remember his character's name off the top of my head, but
And our cat is Gordy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's talking about Jimmy the King.
So that was Oliver Platt on the WCW magazine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
And that's one of the Zappas.
He's the world champion?
Yeah.
He's the world heavyweight champion.
That's... Oliver Platt is the world champion.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Hey, see what you're in for there, Sean?
Wow.
It's that's not too unbelievable that you series this around the time Mick Foley was the champion.
Yeah.
That similar body type?
Well, that's kind of where I was going with it. That's why I'm shocked.
That's right. I forgot Rose McGowan's in it. She plays a Nitro girl.
Ooh, Rose McGowan.
Awesome.
Yes.
I like Scream Rose McGowan.
Yes.
For sure.
This guy's also on Hawaii 5. This is James Conti?
Yeah.
This is Dano.
Wow. Yeah, he's on. Yeah. Hawaii 5-0.
Which just ended its 10-year run, the new Hawaii 5-0. Yeah.
I think they gave Arquette the belt around this time to promote this movie.
Yeah.
After the movie, yeah.
Yeah, here's the interesting timeline. This movie comes out on April 7th, 2000, and I believe he gets the belt about 6 weeks later.
Yeah.
That's a great heel turn April in the big cage match.
Yeah.
Ooh, I see Savage
and Macho Man and Gorgeous George in the bag.
Yeah. Jimmy King's a big fat. Well, I would agree with the big and fat.
So this was filmed in October of 99.
I forgot that's Ahmet, like that's Ahmet
started,
Zappa right there.
When they started production.
Yes.
I think either that or production ended in October of 99. I'm not sure.
Did you really just suplex this guy in the convenience store? Oh, and there's Savage. 99 Savage. He's something.
Dick him.
Like, he wasn't really, like, wrestling at the time. I mean, you know, his last match that Road Wild.
Yeah, this is a very interesting point in my own fandom, because this movie came out only a year into me, like, being a full-time fan. And that was mostly just the WWF. Like, literally, after this movie came out, I started watching WCW, like, after when they did the whole reboot.
With Bischoff.
Like, the worst time to pick.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're still a wrestling fan after that?
Hey, man. It was on TV, and, yeah, I didn't... I can only tape so much stuff. Like,
some Nitro Girl action for you.
The reboot had its moments.
Come on, Bruni, you can name the Nitro Girls right there, right?
Oh, the Nitro Girls are a great moment.
Yeah.
Was that Fire?
I believe they were gone
Billy
by
Joe
the time she
probably
came out.
Check.
Fire, I think, was one of them. I always like AC Jazz.
Until Tigress was the one who like could wrestle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could. Well, she had enough personality to be moved over to the Filthy Animals.
Why does he have his hand in his ass?
why doesn't David Arquette have his hand in his ass?
Because the screenwriter saw Mallrats and thought that was a funny gag.
Like his wrestling move, the finger of ass.
Well, at the time when, you know, Tom Green could smear poop on a microphone, sticking people's faces.
That's true.
Ass finger.
I just got my answer and I regret it. Oh, that's awful.
Wow. Hey, he's just pulling an old fashioned prank. Nobody's getting hurt.
Maybe you're like a bitter sour ass.
How well would that go over in today's society?
I think the camera would actually.
For $1.25, you stick your finger in your ass. Okay.
Oh, good Barney fights on the job.
I thankfully was never. I never had a convenience store job. I was in customer service, but thankfully never anything like that.
The only thing customer wise, I was the host of Denny's, and that was it.
Why is he grabbing his nuts?
I don't.
To assert his authority.
Respect my authority.
So this is David Arquette's dad. Well, I mean, like, you know, the cop is in the movie. He's the father of Gordy.
Oh, that's not really David Arquette's father? Kind of looks like him.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Louis Arquette?
No, it's not Louis Arquette.
No, I thought he was in the movie.
He might be in the movie.
Are there any dead wrestlers in this movie?
Oh, yes. Well, we just saw one.
No, let's not get to that gag.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I think Rudy could do a running total for us. No, I'm kidding. I just want to know, are there any dead people in this movie?
No, but here's a fun fact. Yeah. Kane plays Oliver Platt's stunt double in the movie.
Who does?
Canyon.
Oh, you know, I do remember that. I heard about that.
Also, just for one more fun thought, too, Greg Helms, Hurricane, is David Arquette's stunt double.
Oh, that makes sense, too.
There you go.
Some I mean, they look alike, too, you know? Like, young and, like, jumping around.
Fun facts for Grooney.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Is he drinking one of those barrel drinks, whatever those things are called?
Yeah, those I used to drink those a lot when I was a
those
kid.
Those things were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, before Sunny D was.
I'm not familiar with those. Are they supposed to be like energy drinks?
No, they're just like these bad juice things that we'd have when we were kids.
Yeah, I remember, like, I trust older guys there. We used to drink those.
We used to have those. Oh, man.
Lord.
Driving which truck? Nitro!
Yeah, they got Nitro tickets, right, for that night?
Yeah.
Yep.
West Wyoming County Fair.
Yes.
Oh, they're sewage guys, huh?
Yeah.
They're sewage workers. Yep. the stars of the movie. This is the impression mainstream America is supposed to have of wrestling fans.
They're the shit boys.
Per the screenwriter, Stephen Brill, who coincidentally wrote all three Mighty Ducks films.
What?
Yeah. He wrote all three Mighty Ducks films, as well as perennial favorite heavyweights. At least in my circumference.
Wait, the guy who wrote this movie wrote all that too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so him and the director both kind of have, like, play a part in our nostalgia, because as Greeny alluded to earlier, Brian Robbins, the director, previously directed Varsity Blues right before this.
Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot Brian Robbins. That's a kid from Head of the Class who went on to become, like, a big-time director.
Yeah. He directed Good Burger. Yeah. The old that movie.
Oh, yeah, see, you guys heard of him and Dan Schneider and all that. They were all on a sitcom that Sean and I watched when we were younger.
That's how Nickelodeon really started, too, for, like, Dan Schneider was, like, head of the class.
Yes. Yes. Dan Schneider's Bakery. And then he, like, had to leave for some issues, I think.
Wait, what is it?
Well, his production company is Schneider's Bakery.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. Yeah, Dan Schneider is kind of a freak, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Well, they said the rumor was that like he's the one who got Jamie Spears pregnant. Like that's a rumor.
Oh, Jesus.
Like everyone is trying to prove.
Oof.
So
yeah.
If I'm a Turner executive watching this movie, it's no wonder I didn't want it on TNT or TBS when it went out of business.
This is a movie that's for like guys who like movies.
That's like George Lucas saying, I never want to see the Star Wars Holiday Special again.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
Now Sean, as a professional in the industry, how would you rate this this cleanliness of this kitchen here?
I would rate it very piss poor, and I would fire those two girls.
You have to watch it. They have gloves on, though.
Well, right now everybody has one on in the world, so it's...
No, they do they?
I was trying to see if they had gloves, honestly, in the scene, but it's cutting back way too quick.
Yeah. You're
driving a truck full of ass juice. Boy, why are you worried about your hair?
No, they're not wearing gloves. Oh, the one making the
wearing gloves. Yeah.
The one making. Oh, and she just grabbed the headset. That's a food safety issue right there, by the way. Big food safety issue.
She switched to cheese. I wonder what switching to cheese.
And now the girl who had the headset on and no gloves is making their. Oh, this is terrible for me to watch. There's like so many things going on in here that I'm not even going to talk about.
Well, I'm just going to say this is what Tony Schiavone has admitted that, like, you know, he didn't like the prospect of these, like, the Brian Robbins just like making fun of like wrestling fans themselves, you know.
Well, Eric Bischoff didn't seem to have a problem with it.
That's because he was.
No.
Eric
was fired when this movie was made.
Yeah, oh, Eric was supposed to play the bad guy, yeah.
Oh, he was. He came back for when they put the title on Arquette. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Joey Pants gets the role here. Ralph Cifaretto.
Are they eating food with shit dropping between them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
That's they are. That's the joke.
Oh, what are we doing?
I know. This movie cost $24 million to make and only made back half its budget.
This is like watching Freak Out Driving for me with this scene. What are you doing? This is awful. Oh my god. That is the most disgusting thing ever.
What would Jimmy King do?
Yeah.
Jimmy King would be eating the food too because he's a fat fucker.
I don't think.
Hey, you know what? Oliver Platt seems like a guy with a little class. He'd probably use a fork and knife.
Maybe.
Seinfeld episode. He's cutting up his candy bars.
There's the rapping grandma.
And he wouldn't be eating with shit between. Hey, that's the grandma from The Wedding Singer,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
She aged well. What, this is what, 2 years after The Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
It is.
Another great comedy.
Yeah. Yes. The go-to funny old woman.
Yes.
Yes.
His whole family is cops.
It's like Police Academy.
Like the Tackleberry family.
A bunch of Tackleberries. Yes.
Yeah.
Tackleberry!
Police Academy has a little more restraint.
So basically, Gordo, he's got to take like some kind of police exam or some shit in the next day, and his father's like putting him up to it, but he's going to Nitro tonight.
But he doesn't want to be a police officer, I take it, right? Or he does?
No.
So we got.
Not.
This?
Hey, well, we got Ray Mysterio and
some filthy animal action.
Yeah.
He's only a 27-year-old man child.
Oh my god, look at those shit seats.
Why does this look like it's in a bar and not an arena like a normal Nitro?
Well, that's on WCW at this point was at, like, you know, auditoriums and gyms.
Yeah,
you know?
These crappy places.
This looks like one of those old WWF Shotgun Saturday Night episodes.
So we got Kidman and Ray versus Hoovy and Ikea.
No, is that Kid Romeo? I think that's Kid Romeo, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought it was IKEA.
Maybe.
Is it IKEA?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, Nitro Girls. Oh. With Rose McGowan.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Rose McGowan is the only fake one, you know? There's no Sasha. All the others are real, aren't they?
Rose McGowan's one of those girls that in some movies she looks really good, in other ones she's really not, you know?
I haven't really seen a lot of Rose McGowan movies, so.
Well, it's interesting. Her and him were both in Scream, the first in Scream together.
They were brother sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were brother and sister in
there's
Scream.
Booker T and DDP,
yeah.
Goldberg.
And I had just seen Arquette in Scream 3 a couple months before this movie came out, so.
All right, so this guy was supposed to be Eric Bischoff.
Why does he dress like a hippie?
Bischoff got, because he's making fun of people from Wyoming, apparently.
I like him better on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Hold
well,
on. I mean,
he wasn't George Pants yet.
In The Sopranos, he could never make captain, so he's better here than he is in The Sopranos.
Yeah, he was a sniveling little shit in The Sopranos.
So basically, the promoter wants the belt off of Jimmy the King, so they're gonna fuck him. Basically, in the ring.
Yeah.
Mean Gene!
I think the most hysterical thing about this is that this is Joe Pantoliano's, presumably his first role after The Matrix hit big time.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Well, this is a Warner production, or at least distributed by Warner, and Matrix was Warner Brothers' movie, and that came in like maybe May or so, 99, and they filmed this around October.
Wow.
You know that Joe...
This is another dead wrestler. It's Bam Bam.
Oh, you said it. I didn't. Is that why you opened that up?
Well, since career died after this movie. I
need to understand how this guy is the WCW World Champion. I don't get it.
They put the belt on David Arquette. Are you kidding me? You have to understand.
I know. Like, at the time, before this movie, this guy would never have held that title. Look at him.
Yeah. It's very weird how Hogan is not involved in this movie at all.
Hogan was gone by then again. You know, Hogan was doing his own thing.
Well, Hogan has Merle. Santa with muscles was, you know.
Actually, I'm trying to think if this is when Hogan was filming Muppets in Space.
Well, there's Kurt Hennig. And...
Yeah, they're the
a movie I've never
so they're
seen.
Like his whole, like his King's Court. Conan, yeah. Henning, and who's the other guy out there with them? And Saturn. Yeah, they're like his buddies.
Yep.
That's quite the motley crew you want. Yeah.
But they don't even look like they're like in a faction together. Like if they're supposed to be part of his court.
No. this is a faction.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like his members of his court.
Yeah, the King's Court.
Yeah.
Who would follow
there's
this?
Then there's like DDP's crew, which is like got like Sid and Bam Bam and whoever else.
Yeah.
Wow, this is quite the eclectic court he's got. You got Fatigue Conan. Mr. Perfect. I mean, this is really quite the crew here.
Well, at least Saturn no Moppy.
If he's wearing black trunks, he's not Mr. Perfect. He's just Kirk Henning.
Yeah.
If you, I think Mr. Perfect. I think of like blue and neon green.
There's also Van Hammer's out there too.
Look how good Shivani looks. Shivani looks so young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Tanae before, TNA.
And they give him Titus Sinclair. That's his character's name.
Mike Tanae's talking about how the King was a great wrestler in Mexican lucha. The King was a Triple E champion.
14 years ago.
And basically he's telling him, he's like, you're done.
This basically exploits, that wrestling is predetermined. But, I mean, by this point, everyone knew it was predetermined.
So why is the promoter pissed off at the King? Why did he say that to him?
He wants a new guy, He wants Dallas to be the new guy.
King is like, he thinks King's too big for himself, got too big, and he's late.
He did get too big. Look at him. He's
ate too many cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. I mean,
Yeah, he's calling the shots there.
This, this movie's identity with wrestling being real or fake is just very, very odd.
Okay, I'm not going to lie, you know.
So that was Canyon that did the neck break, right?
They're really putting out that, you know, wrestling had rednecks, a lot of rednecks in the crowd. I watched an episode of Thunder. It wasn't that off, you know. There were a lot of, like, redneck people in the front row at Thunder.
Whoa, what?
I can't get over the Tom Petty's The Wrestling Promoter. He looks like Tom Petty.
Well, again, he's trying to think that that's a stereotypical Wyoming person.
Little Nate.
There's a guy that doesn't age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paige is beating the shit out of him now.
Andy's going to have to do a lot of editing tonight.
No, I usually don't edit these shows that much.
These are better when they're not.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I do some editing once in a while, but that's just for reasons I'll talk about off mic.
Oh, there's a nice table right there. I wonder what it's going to have. Oh, here it comes.
Yeah. Look at this.
Wow. Nice flip by the fat guy.
I know. And look at Paige's core strength to just do that all by himself with no cooperation.
Yeah, there you go.
This is shoot, brother.
Mm-hmm. It's not a table, it's the table.
So when this is filmed, DDP was he was a heel at the time this was filmed, right? He was in the triad or whatever they call it.
Oh, the Jersey Triad.
Yeah. So who was it? Him, Canyon, and Bam Bam, right?
Yeah, right, because they're all from Jersey.
All the Jersey boys.
I actually like that crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice it was crew. Only around like a month, really, and then, they were separated.
Right, now, mommy and daddy button.
Yeah.
It didn't make you.
Just like Paige's title reign earlier in the year.
Oh, no, here come the bad months. Guy. Here come the heels.
Is that Van Hammer?
Yep.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it is.
Van Hammer's in the movie. What the hell are we doing?
You can't get rid of
disco them. There.
I don't know. Yeah. As Hoovy.
Oh, that's a pretty good. That was a good diamond cutter.
Yeah,
well, they were doing that. Like they did that on a couple of nitros. Yeah. You know.
Here comes the King's Court.
Well, yeah, they have time to work.
So is the match over? Why isn't there a disqualification?
But wait.
Wait,
Sean. Watch.
Include the insert of Bischoff stopping them from ringing the bell.
Oh, poor King.
Yeah, basically everybody's just beating the crap out of me now.
Wow. This is like how I bet they treated Enzo in the locker room.
If only.
I mean, if you hear the stories right, he's Enzo right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is Kid Romeo, by the way.
Do you think Oliver Platt got kicked off the bus?
Maybe.
Do you think he foolishly spent $10,000 for a seat at the Floyd Mayweather fight?
Oh, no. A four-post massacre.
Right, honestly, WCW security is not this tight on a regular Nitro. There's no at all.
Did any guys ever actually see this in WCW? Because this actually looks cool.
That was made up.
Like, I feel like one of them's going to hit another person's head, you know? I don't think it's possible.
Tom Petty throws the ref in.
No, that's pretty... What, Kid Romeo and Prince Iaukea, the same person?
No, they're different. Kid Romeo came in... Oh, maybe it is Prince Iaukea. Yeah, oh, it is Prince Iaukea.
Yeah,
you're right.
Probably is.
You're right.
Yeah, he's not the artist yet.
No, Kid Romeo came in later. He was one of the ones they signed when they brought in like Air Paris and all those guys towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that late 2000, early 2001.
He actually
With Elix.
Yeah. Wow.
So he got to be on the last Nitro.
Oh, Team Canada, Elix Skipper.
Yeah.
I remember they basically took the mask off every luchador.
Dude!
That was a bad move for Ray. Ray looks so fucking young.
No, it's a bad move for Juventud, too. It was a bad move for all of them.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the worst was Psychosis.
At least Ruby had, like, the long hair and, like, it seemed like he had more charisma. Like,
well, yeah, I could see that. You're right with Ruby. But, yeah, so Psychosis never should have took the mask.
No, Psychosis, he's not an attractive fella.
With Ray was, like, cool. Like, Ray looked like he wanted to roll with the dogs.
I mean, there were no Sammy Guevara's there.
No.
Shout out to Tim Capel for his boyfriend there.
It would have helped Ray to grow a beard to go with that super baby face.
Yeah. So they just wanted to get the king out of here just because he was old and they were tired of him?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, they screwed him.
I guess, and he wasn't listening to the promoter or whatever, so.
This is like prequel to Hogan leaving at Bash of the Beach. No, Brad Siegel didn't want Hogan anymore. Thought he was too old.
Yeah, and these guys are crying like little babies on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, they make
wrestling. It's real to them, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this did wonders for wrestling fans, by the way. Oh, shit on the highway.
Did they really overturn their shit truck because they're upset?
Yes.
Well, wow. Scott Conn couldn't see through all his tears.
I bet James Conn is so proud of his son. Hey, I'm in The Godfather. You're in Ready to Rumble.
Take the jobs so you can get, man.
I was in the Ocean movie, yeah, but you were like number 9 out of Ocean's 11.
Like his dad's in one of the greatest movies of all time, and then he has to watch his son in this shit.
Literally.
Literally, yes.
Anyway. Yeah, Arquette's a different story because this is like this period of like his career, like him and Matthew Lillard are like just too much, just a little too much on screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. This guy's stuck.
And he was still married to Courtney Cox at this point, I think, too.
They probably got married in 99, probably like right after fifth season of Friends.
Oh, God, it's nasty.
Yeah, so again, hey, I'm on Friends. You're in Ready to Rumble. There's a theme to this.
Yes, and Scream.
He did get her in Scream. You're right.
Yeah. And I've never been kissed, but I apparently hear he's very good at it.
Not even the
cops or the tow truck would give these guys a ride home.
Never Been Kissed is an underrated good comedy movie. It is pretty good.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. It did pop up on Disney Plus, so.
Yeah, it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
Bro, really? Like, you guys didn't think, oh, hey, officer, can I get a ride home, actually?
You think they let him in the car smelling like shit?
Probably not.
But they all came out here for this.
A lifetime ban. Jimmy King's dead.
I'm trying to figure out what's worse, their obsession with wrestling or the hours and hours and hours of late night I played No Mercy. I'm trying to figure out which one's worse.
I feel like my obsession of wrestling's worse than this is.
Yeah, but I used to play No Mercy for like 10 hours straight, so that's pretty pathetic, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll admit I'm not a big video game guy in general, but I always keep hearing about No Mercy. It's like it's held on over the years.
Yeah,
there's a real nostalgia.
If they made No Mercy, we actually talk about this on the special relations pod that we did a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. If they put No Mercy on the Xbox, the fun this whole crew would have playing No Mercy would be off the chain.
Oh my God, I still have my Nintendo 64. I could always hook it up.
Could you imagine it on Xbox, Andy, and the fun everyone had playing that?
Oh my God! If we could do like a friggin' like battle royale or some shit,
like the same engine, everything, the same gameplay. Oh, forget it.
For sure.
I had WrestleMania 18 on GameCube, and I kind of missed that nostalgic feel, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I had Day of Reckoning, and that was pretty good.
The 64 wrestling games were the best, though, because the WCW games were great because they were the same engine too.
It's all the engine, really? The gameplay.
I don't like mashing button combinations, like, you know, that's
it. Wasn't really mashing buttons though. It was like, yeah, you had
strong grapple was your finisher. It was a strong grapple. It was just like one button.
or you do, and if you held two buttons, you got to do your opponent's finisher on them.
Yeah.
So that's what I used to do, like, the whole time.
Now I'm going to have to go play it.
Yeah, you know, the WCW one, we had, like, La Parka. I used to use him all the time because it'd make him do that dance and shit.
Well, and you got Bret Hart, that Hart. I used to play the Hart Foundation in WCW in tag mode. So
this is a little out of my wheelhouse because I was always, like, two generations behind. Like, if I did have a video game system, like, I held on to the original Nintendo and PlayStation longer.
So would you accept a ride from a bunch of nuns?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I feel like they're going to try and convert you into something that you don't want to be converted into.
Or not.
If you're weak-minded.
Well, this is a history of the world. Nothing is working. Send in the nuns.
Yeah, pretty much.
The nuns could be kinky, so you don't know.
Yeah.
They could have a lot of pent-up energy. Clearly, these don't. So.
Like, you ever hear that joke, what kind of meat does the Pope eat? None.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the kumbaya made me want to kill myself.
Ills, running with the devil.
This is actually a semi-good joke.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did nuns get all the lighters? Oh, my God. They're going to WCW headquarters, right? Is that what they're trying to do?
No. They're going to the big show.
Oh, they're going to the big show. Right.
They're going to Jimmy King in New York City. Atlanta, Georgia. No, Jimmy King's in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
So they got all the way from Wyoming to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I never paid that much attention when I watched this movie in the past. How many times did you fart in that van?
None. Farting nuns.
They were farting nuts.
Now I'm trying to remember. There's a similar scene in Beavis and Butthead Do America, but I don't remember if it ended with them being kicked out of the van.
Oh, hey, look, it's Sherman Schrader.
It is Sherman.
It's the Shermanator.
Dude, this guy's been like every
American
movie.
American Pie came out the same year, too, didn't it? 99?
Yeah. Well, he was 2000 came out. Was the American Pie sequel.
Oh, yeah.
He was also on October Sky. Well,
that video game looks awful.
Well, that, like, dude, this is a gas station convenience, so they would have a game like this.
It's like on South Park when the kids are playing, like, PlayStation, and when Kenny's family is like, you can play the ColecoVision.
Yeah, you know that Sherman was also in Major Payne. I'm pretty sure he's one of the army kids, too.
Yeah, he was. He was one
I
of those.
I believe he is.
Actually, Jimmy the King. What are we doing with the doll?
I've never had those type of action figures. They were smaller than that.
He's nobbing the DDP doll.
He's nobbing.
Yes.
Look at that. Look at that 2000 computer right there.
Here comes a scene that was in all the trailers, if you saw for this movie, of Mr. Scott Conn showing off his vocal prowess.
This kid would be arrested for so many charges of stalking. HackersPlanet.com.
Scott Kwan is singing Britney Spears.
I feel believe. Yeah.
This was in all the trailers, all the commercials.
The Britney Spears.
He's trying to get off that Twitter success there from Varsity Blues.
Look at all those bills and mail.
That's a movie I really do need to rewatch, which is Varsity Blues.
Oh, Caroline Ray.
Oh, wow.
The first time I ever saw this woman was in Sabrina the Teenage Witch series.
Yes, the less attractive aunt.
Same here. Yeah.
What else has she been in?
That's it.
Yeah, she's done other stuff, I guess, but like bit parts.
Ew. Fantastic. I gave her a kid would love to see crabs up close.
Oh.
She's a whore.
And Louise, a whore. She's a whore. Good whore. She was a whore.
Whore.
Carolyn Ray had her own show. The Carolyn Ray show? Really?
Didn't she? Yeah. Did she have a talk show or something?
Yeah, it's a talk show.
That we did. His diddly turns black and falls in the crapper.
She was a voice on Phineas and Ferb. Anyone ever watched that?
Oh, a little knob's ass for you right there.
Yeah, she hasn't done much.
No.
Now I'm going to remember her for scratching her vagina in this movie.
Oh, I wish I could put that in the notes. I wish I could put that in the...
What? You can't put scratching vagina in your notes?
It's well, in the write-up, I mean.
Oh.
The guys discuss blah 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 itchy vaginas.
Yeah, can you imagine itchy vaginas? I think that's a good sell point. I don't know.
Hey, when after the Goonies got posted, I'm like, I reread my write up, and I'm like, oh, because Winston Andy's Best of Seven series with the old piano.
Oh, hey,
there he
something.
Is. There's Louis Arquette.
That is, yeah. I was like, he's in the movie.
No, we just missed a joke. We're at the payphone. It's a 1-800 dial AT&T. Wasn't Arquette the spokesman at some point?
What movie is she? I've seen her in a lot of movies.
Oh, too. Yeah, she was one of those. We need the cranky old lady. Okay, let's call this woman.
She was like the grandma that we saw from Wedding Singer. She's one of those.
Yeah, Kathleen Freeman. She died in 2001.
But she basically took up the roles that Lynn Ramsey didn't get.
Oh, Ann Ramsey, yeah.
Ann Ramsey, sorry.
I thought it was Ann Ramsey at first.
Erwin! Erwin!
Not forced enough.
The big shit. Oh my god, how does this kid have so much information on taking a violation?
Because he's a hacker. He's like the girl from Jurassic Park.
This is a 2000 hacker, like, back when we weren't sure, like, really about the internet or how to write the internet movies.
Yeah, Hacker Planet does not live up to his name today.
That's not the king, there's some weird lady. What a Sean, so a cinematic masterpiece so far?
Yeah, oh, beyond my even wildest imagination.
Yeah. What, Andy, what made you want to do this of all movies?
Why not? Because you know what? It's something that's goofy. Like... That's why.
Yeah.
You know, everything's so serious. You know, we need to blow our you know.
No, I don't regret this pick so far.
Pull off some steam is the word you want to use.
Yes. I've enjoyed it so far. I don't regret this pick so far. Wait, how much time has passed since he lost?
39 minutes.
No, I'm talking about a real life. That was really good. Real life. What is supposed to be the time on this?
The past. Oh. It's only been a few days.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's dressed in drag. Jimmy King. So Jimmy King obviously did not do great, very smart financially, because he ends up in the trailer park, didn't save any of his money he made while being a champion.
he could always open an OnlyFans site like Sonny did. And she makes money doing that. So,
well, we got to think of the timeline. 2000, they didn't have that yet. So he probably just he'd be going to all the conventions trying to, you know, work the marks.
Well, you could do 1-900-909-90, and they could do the old WCW.
You know what? That's a good point. Yes. People still had hotlines.
How about 1-909-KING?
$30 for a 5-minute personal appearance fee.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a sun. That's a Sunny. Cost.
I think the only hotline I ever called was the ECW hotline a couple of times.
Yeah, so what made you?
Who did you talk to?
They were just like heavily promoting it on their show, and like I think it's, they were also like promoting, like they were doing the Mean Gene like insider stuff. So I was like, why not?
Was Joel Gertner the host?
No, it was Joey.
Oh, the quintessential stud muffin, Joel Gertner.
I wish.
I'm Joey Styles. I met Joey Styles a few times. My friend, who actually works for Conrad now, used to work with Joey Styles in his day job.
Your friend works for Conrad?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had this discussion before.
Have we? I don't know. Yeah. Well, maybe I might have been drunk.
Yeah, my best friend actually works for Conrad.
I look like, you know, yeah, I listen to Conrad, like, I'm just like a huge Conrad person, like, you know, I just stumbled across it. I was like, oh my God, you know?
There's too many pods on, honestly, I'm not saying this, there's too many pods on the Place to Be stuff to listen to that I'd rather hear than them.
Yeah. Like, I get, yeah, like, you know, I get, if I get the dirty looks from here, because I'm like, oh man, I'm listening to all these, like, podcasts, like, oh yeah, Conrad Thompson. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah. So right now they're trying to get the King back in the ring, and the King's like, "No, man, I can't do it."
Well, yeah,
why would you want him back in the ring? Look at this guy.
Because they believe, and like they still believe that he's real. Like he's trying to break it down to him. It's a fucking work, guys.
This would be like somebody convincing David Schultz that coming back to wrestling would be a good thing.
Oh, he's figure four in a match.
Yeah.
Oh,
I will rule you. Oliver Platt kicked me in the stomach. He threw me across the room. Mm-hmm. This is definitely Greg Helms taking some shit.
They're like, come on, crown us. This reminds me of some guys I sat behind at the county center. They were like fighting each other. The one friend's like, listen, if you don't hip toss me during the intermission, I'm going to punch you. I'm like, what the fuck?
So, I'm actually lucky enough. I have seen Arquette actually wrestle.
You can say yourself lucky year. For that.
Yeah, like he was going around, like, you know, warding the towns, building up trying to rebuild his cred.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he didn't deserve all the shit he got, for the record. I think it's completely ridiculous.
It's more ridiculous. Like, I mean, now that you know the whole story, like, what he did with all of his bunch, you're like, oh, shit, you know, this guy, like, he might be champion in the first place, and he took all this money and he donated it to families who have, like, you know, lost their loved ones in wrestling.
Yeah, he donated to Pillman's family, he donated to Draws, I think.
And Owen. Mm-hmm. And to Martha.
All right, New York Arena, that's actually the Jacob Javits Center right there.
Mm-hmm. Like, would you think Martha Hart would have taken David and Arquette's money?
Did WCW ever really go to New York City?
No.
No,
the closest they got Brendan Byrne.
At Nassau Coliseum. I feel like they went to
New York Arena.
They went to Nassau for sure.
They have New York Arena. They've never actually been there. That's even better.
I know. It's so
stupid. They went to the Hartford Civic Center. Like, I remember that because that's when Warrior came back in 98.
I went to a WCW show, house show, in a Brendan Byrne Arena in Jersey.
So they never touched New York.
No.
No.
Well, I think they may have done upstate, if that. Nothing around New York City, though.
It almost feels like, you know,
there
the golden
go, little Nitro Girl locker room right there.
WWE never touches New York. WWF at the time never touched Atlanta, you know?
No.
Like, WCW do Madison Square Garden. WWF doesn't do the Georgia Dome.
They don't notice these two stars right there.
That's how I look at it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, since I got into wrestling like around 99 or 2000, I didn't really go to a lot of shows. Or at least when I did, I went to the WWF stuff.
Yeah.
So I never made WCW before the end.
I'm saying though, like, you know, it almost felt like the unwritten rule book of professional wrestling. Don't go where your competition makes all of its money.
Well, no, it's like we can go, but they're also going to use scrupulous tactics to keep you out.
Yes.
And contracts with the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I
got to see. I finally went to the Garden. The first time I finally went to the Garden was for that New Japan ROH G1 Supercard show.
Ah,
I went to the Garden for the 2013 Hall of Fame ceremony.
I've been to the Garden a bunch of times. I was there for Hulk Hogan Appreciation Night. One of the last things I saw there. When they were supposed to have the Daniel Bryan night, I was there.
Oh, yeah, and then I went to a Knicks game and, like, one Rangers game.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's right. You guys are from... I grew up outside the city, so I was there all the time.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm from Connecticut, so I'm not that far, but, you know.
I'm from Vermont, so I'm further.
I was in the ring at Madison Square Garden, so.
Nice.
Yeah, I've told this story a bunch of times, but yeah, I got picked out of the crowd to be the ring announcer for a match at a house show.
Really?
In 19, yeah. I think it was like 93, 94, something like that. It was a terrible match.
For WCW.
It was WWF. Yeah.
I got Madison Square Garden.
How are Finkel doing house shows?
Now? I think they're coming. They were coming back, yeah.
They canceled their July show.
Yeah, they were supposed to come back, but they...
Last time I was there for the Raw that Stone Cold was at last year.
Yeah.
And before that, I was there. We went to the Ring of Honor show last year, Mania weekend.
Yep.
The infamous couch.
Yeah, the famous couch, yes.
Yes, that's right. That's where we did meet. We were part of that group lunch earlier in the day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we all went to the bar afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, we actually met there, Eric. I don't know if you remember. We actually met there.
No, so, that's what I was just thinking. Like, there was that what Justin called the greatest table of all time. It was you, me, Grooney, and Scott.
Right after WrestleCon.
Yeah, we went to karaoke.
After WrestleCon.
We went to karaoke. We went to karaoke too.
Yes, afterwards. After Justin and Jenny sobered up a little bit.
Yeah. That was a fun night.
Toilet paper in his ass.
That was a fun weekend. I'm glad I never, ever did stuff like that where I would just like, because I didn't go to a lot of like big shows. I went to Ring of Honor shows because I worked the ring crew and that was pretty much it for the longest time.
That's not Kyoto, is it?
Billy Silverman.
Oh, Billy Silverman, yeah.
Rose McGowan needs a tan. She's so white.
I like that. This is a good look on her.
I think she's beautiful. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And they were acting like there were 24/7 rules there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is right before she takes over Shannon Doherty's spot on Charmed.
Next year. And now she looks like Sinead O'Connor. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's got to deal with a lot.
She has. You're right.
Yeah. And she's just in give no fucks mode, so I don't really.
I can't look at this Tom Petty guy without thinking about The Sopranos. It makes me very sad. Very sad.
Yeah.
Is he really cutting a promo in the back?
Yes.
Is that like we're cutting a promo on Mike in the back?
Well, they are. Yeah, they were doing like a little backstage vignette. King just jumped in.
Yeah. He snuck in.
Who's still getting all that scream time behind Khan?
Snuck in the porta potty.
Yeah.
Or the Disco Inferno.
Yeah.
They had a little party at Jimmy the King's thing.
So she's Nitro Girl Sasha.
Yep.
Who isn't a real Nitro Girl?
Yes. We understand. We understand.
I think I got that.
You're indignant. This should have been a real Nitro Girl playing the part.
Well, look, I mean, who Whisper could have, you know, Mrs. Shaw might be
thinking that. I knew you were going to bring that up.
With those bangs there, oh god.
Yeah, I'm not digging the hair.
Nah.
And again, there's no way Nitro Girl Sasha would be into
looks
this.
It's like the zombie from The Grudge.
Or The Ring. That's the girl from The Ring.
Yeah.
Now, there's a reason why she's there. She's not, just not like, you know. All the other Nitro girls are there, though, too.
So they're taking, not really shots, but, you know, they're doing, like...
not Booker T.
Yeah, Booker T, Disco.
They're doing, like, hints because, you know, Bischoff's from Cody, Wyoming.
So what was the name of the Nitro girl with the short hair? The one right there he's dancing in front of?
Oh, God. I don't remember.
That's Spice? Yeah.
Spice.
Yeah, I
mean,
Spice. Yeah, I wasn't a Spice fan.
So, is this having one of their regular parties after the show? Is this what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, this is what they did after every show in the back.
This was supposed to imply.
In the mobile home.
Yeah.
This is in Hogan's mobile home in the back, right?
Kevin Nash banging his ring rats in the King's trailer.
Oh, that was Rey Mysterio there, too.
That's the trailer that they started Rey Mysterio with.
What the shit?
Sorry. Wow, he looks like shit.
We're in the business.
He was in the tunnel.
He's trying to punk out. I sucker punked Paige.
It was a fluke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean, you're missing the great southern accent that Oliver Platt puts on in this movie, by the way.
Oh, am I?
Speaking of Paige, is this like his first real acting role?
Oliver Platt's?
No.
Paige. Did he do anything before this?
No.
Nah. I mean, this movie is kind of a hot mess, but Oliver Platt's had some really good parts though in his career.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he was really good. You know, Three Musketeers movie came out.
There's a good Easter egg when they're talking to Goldberg. See if you can spot it.
Okay, we'll wait for that scene in about 3 minutes.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. But no, Platt's fine in this movie. DDP's good. It's mostly Arquette. He's just very over the top.
Can you imagine making like a best wrestler song for somebody like JBL's the best wrestler? Wrestler.
Oh, God, I totally forgot Martin Landau was in this. Holy shit.
Yes. Oscar winner Martin Landau.
He plays so his, he plays his trainer. Yes.
Oh, so he's like the Killer Kowalski to Triple H?
He's like he's like Mickey from Rocky.
I thought it was supposed to be Stu Hart.
Probably.
Shit out.
Oh, does he have the dungeon?
That's for you, baby. 9-1-1.
How did they get Martin Landau for this movie?
Well, you know, the budget was $24
million. they spent 15 of it on Martin Landau.
Sal Bandini.
Want to wrestle?
This is about 4 or 5 years after he won the Oscar for Ed Wood, so.
Times were tough, I guess.
When you got to take any role that you can.
No.
So out of everyone we've seen in this movie, the only one that's done anything really career-wise at this point is the con kid, and he's in Hawaii 5-0, right? That's about it. Everyone else is kind of shit the bed at this point. Hey, I think Martin Landau, he's dead, right?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean like after the movie, everybody shit the bed? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I'm saying that, like, if you were to look at the careers now, the only one that's really still doing anything is the con kid.
No, Oliver Platt does stuff.
What's Oliver
Platt? Oliver Platt's on Chicago Med.
Oh, God.
And he was pretty good in Chef. That was one of the last things I've ever seen him in.
I only follow wrestlers, Devs. I don't do
Oh, Bruni, you disappointed me. I'm sorry. Okay.
And I do know he was on that Laura Linney Showtime series. He was played her husband. That was on for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
He's always around.
Did you know that Joey Pants was in the Goonies?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the last episode of Laughing Theater. You should check it out.
He's Titus Sinclair. Yeah.
I also know that he got hit by a car a week ago, and hopefully he's doing better.
Not far from where Chris Cola lives.
Huh.
Who got hit by a car?
Joey Pants.
Joey Pants.
Oh, yeah, I read that. A week ago. I read that.
I think he lives in Norwalk.
Yeah.
He used to own a Japanese restaurant in South Norwalk.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Possum ain't dead until it's scraped off the road. That's words to live by.
<It's> treachery.
You just got your ass kicked by Martin Landau.
Funny enough, I think of Martin Landau, I think of the first thing I've ever seen him in, and that was the 1998 MTV Movie Awards. He was giving the Lifetime Achievement Award to Clint Howard. One of the funniest bits I've seen.
There's another fine actor.
Thank God your brother was a director.
So wait, is this her legit apartment? Like, where does she live? Is this a real apartment?
This is in New York.
So they're still in New York. So the Nitro Girl Sasha lives in New York?
Or has like a home apartment there.
Wow, they pay the Nitro girls good. Wow, she's not vain or anything.
No,
no.
I mean, in real life, basically two of the original six Nitro girls have good lives. Mrs. Shawn Michaels and Mrs. Huffman, Charmel.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I'm sure a bunch of them.
And Kimberly with DDP, but that's all the...
Kimberly, Yeah. That's
the obvious one.
So no Kimberly in this movie.
No. I'm trying to think if this role was originally for Kimberly.
I'm guessing no.
Yeah, Rose McGowan's hot, man.
Yeah, AC Jazz was gone by now because she had a disagreement with the company, I guess.
Oh, talk about blowing your moment.
I mean, did the WCW, did the Nitro Girls really think they would get more money? Really?
Oh, take me to the bedroom. Holy shit.
There was a Nitro Girl named Beef. I don't remember the comic relief. Oh, that was Bertha Faye.
Yeah. That was Bertha Faye for like one time.
Holy shit.
I just watched that clip. Watched Bertha Faye kicking the shit out of the Nitro Girls.
She's Anna Faris in Just Friends, Andy. Woof, ow. She's a freaking nut.
Yes.
I want to sing Forgiveness right now.
I've never seen Just Friends.
Oh.
So I only know crazy Anna Faris performances from like Keanu.
Listen to the laugh in theater with that one. You'll like that. It's a good one.
I will.
Oh my god, I forgot Stacy Keeler was a Nitro Girl.
Yeah, she was.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she came in as Miss. No, she didn't come in first as Miss Hancock.
No.
Oh, I don't remember her being a Nitro Girl at all.
Yeah.
She was like for like 1 week where they're like, "Oh, you won a contest, you know, dance," and then it was like, "Oh, Nitro Girls broke up. We're putting you with David Flair. So have fun." All right, so here's a good here's an Easter egg here when they're talking with Goldberg.
Oh yeah, we know who's coming up.
And Rose McGowan's got some chest.
Fuck yeah!
Hey, hell, what's going on, Bill?
Eric, with the fuck yeah? Goldberg.
you brought up. Was I going to disagree?
No, I think that was a good setup. That was good. Fuck yeah.
I'm doing Letterman. Who has not seen this movie?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this movie in like 10 years. I've only seen other people make fun of it on the internet.
That is John Cena in that.
I did know about that. Yeah, he's in the gym. That's him back there, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Prototype.
Prototype days.
Is he the one lifting the barbells?
No, he's right behind Platt on that.
He's the boxer with the boxing gloves?
No, yeah. He's the blonde one walking.
Is that John Cena's in this?
Yeah.
Yes,
we really just saw him. He's walking away.
He was
on some sort of arm press thing. I don't know anything about gym equipment.
You're not alone. You're fine.
Yeah.
So they all hate the king because he's kind of a dickhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in real life, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's the champ, and Goldberg's not the champ.
Well, I feel like Goldberg, like you look at Goldberg and you look at Jimmy the King. Jimmy the King's a world champ and Goldberg's not. Something's very wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
well,
I
this is a comedy after all.
No, yeah. I do get that, but there's also reality. I don't know.
Wouldn't you also think that's a shot on like, oh, I'm Hogan and I'm the champ too?
Perry Saturn and Sid try to attack Martin Landau.
Yeah. Honestly,
what is happening?
Not enough Sid in this movie.
Not enough Sid in this movie.
Yeah.
Not enough broken legs either.
I don't think you would be able to top that broken leg.
Would you believe that was the only WWE pay-per-view I ever bought?
Oh. You picked a great one to do it.
Well, it was great in that I didn't see actual injury until next night in Nitro when they replayed it 8 times.
The
show itself was good at that point.
So who was Martin Landau's wrestling double? You know that one, Grooney?
No, I do not.
Yeah. Oh,
jobbing out Saturn to
to Martin Landau.
You know what I forgot? The movie might have came out in April of 99, but this is before Saturn went to WWF. I kept asking myself, how is Saturn in here? I thought he was in the WWF, and I was like, oh, this was filmed in 99 before they went to the WWF.
This was October.
Yeah.
It came out in April of 2000. Yeah. Which is a kind of a quick turnaround time compared to most movies.
Yeah.
Like, it came out really, like, quickly.
Yeah. Well, you always, I guess for something like it, well, maybe not, it's comedy, but like, they have, like, a lot of stunts and such.
Well, she's working for Sinclair.
This guy's got the Vern Gagne AWA office.
Look at that classic vintage vending machine.
Oh my god, yeah.
See those anymore.
There's honeycombs next to the Butterfingers. Why do they have honeycombs and vending machines?
I didn't even know they had honeycombs and vending machines.
I don't know. I've never seen that before.
Is honeycombs in the fat shit tournament, Andy?
No, honeycombs are not in the fat shit tournament.
I just know that Butterfingers aren't a thing anymore because this new formula sucks.
Yeah, I never was a big Butterfinger guy.
I never liked Butterfingers either, but Butterfinger Crisp is good.
Yeah.
They changed the formula, but most of the stuff I find in stores is not, it's like the new formula, but also gluten-free, so it just tastes worse. And you can't find the old stuff anywhere.
I love the Butterfinger BBs, you know.
Do they even make those anymore?
No.
I think they do. Maybe. I don't normally buy them.
I mean, it was like anything with the Sims promoting it. It had to have been cool.
Yeah.
So they put him in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were sending a message to Jimmy King.
Yeah. Quit wrestling.
And he gives him a Butterfinger.
I would throw it back at his face. Where's my Snickers?
Get out of town.
Bitch, go back and get me a Snickers.
Bitch, go get my Snickers.
It was pretty big at the time, probably due to the Simpsons.
Yeah.
They're still doing the Simpsons commercials.
Yeah. Man,
you are an encyclopedia tonight, Eric. That's a good one, too. That's a good call.
You catch me on a good day.
Yeah, you're on fire.
Yeah, I know. It's nice that I can get some good lines out without the worrying that everybody's laughing because they're all drunk. Which has been an issue the last couple of weeks.
No, we're all sober tonight.
No, I mean, like the last few weeks on those Skype calls. Oh, sorry,
those Skype calls are a hot mess.
I don't think anybody's going to pass out tonight.
Yeah.
No.
You'll never get a good point across on those calls, man.
No, like, yeah. But at least not everybody's obsessed with feet or my robe, so this is my chance.
Well, we did broach the wrestler's death a little bit, but we haven't overkilled it, right?
So yeah.
Yes. All right. I know. Scott might actually enjoy listening to this episode and not throw his headphones down in disgust.
You're probably right.
It doesn't take a lot to get Scott.
You can't come on the trip.
You can't come play. You are a man, mean girl.
You don't have a
heart. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, they're playing Kid Rock.
I've seen the Twin Towers. Oof.
I want to be a cowboy, baby.
Too soon.
Look at that WCW blanket.
Yeah. Did you see earlier Eric Arquette was rocking a Slim Shady shirt?
I did. Yeah. My name is Slim Shady. I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, what a time, man.
Mind your own business, all right?
Yeah, I think I was like Grooney's age when this came out.
When it came out in 2000?
Yeah.
I was 8 years old when this came out.
No, I'm talking about your age now, Grooney.
Okay.
I was 12 now.
I was 27 when it came out.
I was just shy of 28.
Okay.
Yeah. I was about to be 16.
Oof.
Yeah. And it was, I was in a phase where I was not enjoying high school still, because I was in sophomore year.
Sophomore year can be a troubling time.
I got married in 2000.
Oh.
Wow.
Yep.
You had me beat by 4 years.
They don't even make those ice things anymore.
Those ice, old, old-fashioned ice packs?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Richard Petty ran a stock car in my balls going 400 miles an hour.
Who's this guy?
That's his son.
Oh,
the jerkweed son we met earlier. The bad teeth.
Yeah, I must have missed that part.
Type F insurance braces right there.
That kid is busted. Eugenia, please.
That really said in my chat. You can fry ice in hell. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to get my belt back. Because wrestling is real.
Yep. I'm going to win $1 million.
I'm going to win $1 million.
Yeah.
Get a dentist.
That's what a good sense is. Who in wrestling could be like, you know, the Jimmy King stereotype, who has like, who's in debt and all?
God, who probably
where
wasn't?
Start.
I know.
Yeah,
probably not. Probably not a short list.
Yeah, Tony Atlas would be a good one.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that MTV doc with him in it?
Jeez, about to go right to it. My friends always joke about the cell phone. I need a cell phone.
Yeah. I need a cellular phone. That's right.
Yeah, always joking. Oh, and
Alice,
of course, like young Nigel is in it, so we always mark out for that.
Yeah, that's a good documentary.
It is.
How do you know his son was going to be there?
Probably something in the dialogue we missed.
No touching other men, no skimpy outfits.
Your dream is stupid.
He's illegally attaining his son.
And now he's comparing him to Joe.
Michael.
Charlie Manson and Stalin. Charlie Manson had a dream.
This is a typical wrestling room.
That's pretty bad.
So this is what your room looks like?
No.
Do you have Sunny posters on your wall, Greeny?
I have a Sunny autographed picture by her.
Oh. Wow. Remember Wrestling Vixens? Remember that website?
You know, you could get a lot more at her OnlyFans site right now than a signed picture.
I will not be paying $30 a month.
So you've done the research and weighed the options.
She posts the research on Facebook. I mean, it's obvious how much she's charging.
Yeah, her Twitter, that's all she posts.
How the, Jim Ross actually promoted it. I was like, Jim Ross
is a dirty old man. He is a dirty old man.
He feels a little bad. She just got out of jail, so he's got to earn somehow.
So, by Jim Ross promoting, he's going to earn you money, I guess so.
Could you imagine Jim Ross doing a live video chat with Sonny in that environment? that's like a picture none of us
need. Oh. My God, he booted it.
Well,
as God is my witness, her pussy's broken in half.
Oh, that pussy's got a family. All right, we're going off the rails. Sorry.
It's going to be a while.
So you want to be in the Kingsmen posse?
Oh man, I should have totally made this ring in my backyard as a kid.
Yeah.
So what is he from, like a fake posse or something? Yeah. He's going
to local Higgs who have no wrestling experience to fight with him.
Well, he's looking for training partners, just guys like wanting to get a shit kicking.
What the hell? It's the human centipede wrestler.
This always kind of reminds me of, remember that, you ever seen Mystery Men where they're auditioning new superheroes?
Yes.
When Dane Cook is the Waffler.
Yeah.
Oh, where the wind's sweeping down the plains, where the waving wheat sure smells sweet.
Aren't these auditions from Oklahoma?
There was a pop.
Adam Sandler's boy.
You gotta give him credit.
I thought that's who it was. I don't think it's him.
I'm really impressed with this makeshift ring. Like, I'm really jealous that I didn't think of this when I was little. It looks really cool. What it is?
I think this is Bushwhacker Luke's brother right here.
Hello.
I look like I've seen her in stuff before too.
Oh, hey.
What Triple X movie have you seen in?
No, she's been in something else. I can't put my finger on it or in it, unfortunately. But...
Yeah. It'll come to you later on after we're done.
Yeah, something will come to him later.
Now I'm going to look it up. I'm going to be obsessed with it.
All right, her name is Julia Schultz.
What's her name?
Julia Schultz.
How do you know that?
Because I have IMDb open right now.
Jesus Christ. Good.
Honestly, would you come out for a pro wrestler's going away party?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you she's been
if they have free food, maybe.
Is it Julia Schultz or Julie Schultz?
Julia. Like Julia Gulia. Yeah.
Julia Gulia. Nice.
Well, what's her IMDb page?
I'm on it now. All right, so she's been in Rush Hour, Nutty Professor, Ready to Rumble, Tomcats. I think it's Tomcats. That might be the one I remember her from.
Mm-hmm.
Where was she in Rush Hour?
Rush Hour 2.
She's probably one of the masseuse girls then.
No, I think it's definitely from Tomcats if you've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Yeah.
I have not. It just looks like a dumb, gross-out movie. I feel like you can only watch so many.
That would be one of these group watches. Jake Busey's such a sleaze in that movie, like he normally is.
Oh,
he is.
He's gross. Something about him bugs me.
He smells.
Yeah, he does. He smells.
He smells. He probably smells.
Even when he tries to play normal, he tries to quote-unquote play normal before the big reveal that he's a sleaze. He just comes across as
sleaze.
He
shows up on Stranger Things. Come on.
Actually, I've never seen Stranger Things. It's on the list. Obviously, I have Netflix.
Like, I could say, like, I've never seen Tiger King, and I'm damn proud of it. But Stranger Things, come on.
Look, there's so many different shows, different streams.
I know.
The one I was thinking about is he's on the Dust Till Dawn TV series. He plays Sex Machine.
Oh, wow. That's an underrated movie, the first Dust Till Dawn.
That is an awesome movie, the first one.
That is a really good movie. And the sequels weren't bad.
Selma Hayek in that movie.
Well, yeah. I got to tell Jenny to put her in her queue for...
I don't know if it's like a horror, though. I mean, I don't know.
That's a vampire movie.
It's a horror in the second half. It's like, if you've never seen it, it's like a big reveal.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's so many different. It's you're right. That would be a good live watch movie.
Oh, for sure.
He was getting down in the van or the whatever that thing is.
Oh, the trailer.
Restaurant girls. Oh. Oh, I didn't
yeah.
see that. There you go. Got to see Scott Conn's ass again.
No. Tweeter. I'm your father. Tweeter. Godfather, and you're showing your ass in a wrestling movie.
Well, he showed. Didn't he show his ass in fucking the other one, the football movie, Varsity Blues?
Yes.
It's been too long. Are we sure that's not stunt ass?
And then I'd be like, and James Caan was in another great. Have you ever seen The Program? That's a great football yeah. movie.
I don't think Scott no. Conn's the type that would like say, "No, I need a body double. No, I'm showing my own ass."
The most of Scott Conn I've ever seen is I watched a lot of that TV show Las Vegas.
Name
of friends.
There's Sting. You don't threaten Sting.
Yeah, look at that. Sting with hair. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's not like, not Finny.
No. Still looks very real.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the only F-bomb of the movie coming up?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's PG-13, you get one.
Yep.
So, of course, you're going to give it to the right guy. Who can make it count.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bummer that we didn't get early, or, like, Sting in this era in WWE.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. I know. I think it is a matter of, like, I got enough money. Why do I need to do that schedule?
Well, and I also think morality-wise, he was in a different place than what they were presenting as a product. I think he was very religious at that point. He just
I heard a story that.
But then he worked with Russo a lot.
Yeah, I heard a story that he when he became like born again or whatever, he basically confessed to his wife like everything that happened on the road, and like I think he went to she went to like Luger's wife at the time. Luger got to some, that fucked up his marriage, and I think that's what led to Luger and Sting not being friends anymore.
Did Sting ever go on the record and say he cheated on his wife?
I think he said it on record.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. It seems very implied.
Yeah,
he had a rough go of it.
Have you ever guys seen the backstage video from Bash 88 where they're all coked up in the back? The Road Warrior, Sting, Luger, they're all Dr. Death, they're all coked out, and it's like a 15-minute video. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Look it up on YouTube and look up Bash 88. If you look it up on YouTube, you'll find it.
All right, honestly, this concept seemed like a really cool idea.
Is this the three stages of hell or whatever it is?
The three cage.
Hey, I remember this cage.
Yep.
I feel like I just watched this match not long ago.
Well, we did like 2 weeks ago.
We did.
The Royal Bash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A pay-per-view that they never did.
No, they put it on Slamboree, right?
Yeah, but they never did a pay-per-view called Royal Bash is what he's saying.
Thanks for that, Greeny. But yeah, I...
Eric implied it, so...
And they never did a show in New York City either, so there's a lot of good stuff in this.
A lot of continuity errors.
Yeah. Actually, why do I feel like they went to Rochester? I feel like they have.
Oh, look at that. It's
Steve.
Bash.
Look at that posse.
So, no, obviously we've all seen the cage. If we didn't watch Slamboree, we all watched that episode of Nitro. That was the War Games episode.
Oh, yeah.
Wusos Revenge.
Wusos.
That's what they called it. That was subtitled.
Wusos Revenge.
There's Michael Buffer making his, what was he getting, like $100,000?
$250,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Probably more because it's a movie.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Michael Buffer. He doesn't even say, let's get ready to rumble here.
Yeah. And millions watching at home at this point was inaccurate as well.
We are ready to rumble. He doesn't say, let's get ready to rumble.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. The worst would be what, like maybe 40,000 buy rates for Starrcade 2000. I think that was the barrel, bomb of the barrel they hit.
I still bought WCW. I bought the last up to the end. I got them all still.
Oh, my buddy had a hot box.
If they weren't $30 at that point, I'd probably be buying a lot more pay-per-views from all the companies.
But you know, Steiner's run as champion towards the end, they're actually getting on the right track before they had to.
No. Yeah, I actually did buy the last three pay-per-views from ECW in succession.
Oh, there goes Canyon with his flip.
Yeah.
Who's better than Canyon? Oh, powder to the face.
Unfortunately, a lot of people are better than Canyon right now.
Down up for that is a pussy.
That is a funny joke.
It is.
That was funny.
That is a funny joke.
Like, dude, that's like the coolest line ever. Diving up to them, it's a pussy.
Oh, Hoovy and who else comes out from underneath?
Well, it's his son in the mask.
Oh, hey, don't spoil the reveal.
There's a rapping grandma.
Just think about the commentary. I'm surprised that they didn't get Bobby Heenan.
Oh, yeah. Now he's got the big guns.
Well, I'd be scared shitless, too, if Sid was coming to kick my ass.
Sid, Bam Bam, Hammer, and Saturn?
Yeah.
Sid doesn't
I mean, out of all of them, I feel I'll take a punch from Van Hammer. That's it.
Oh, don't do it, Dad.
Oh, it's the David Flair, Ric Flair moment.
How the fuck did he even get to Las Vegas is what I want to know.
This is where they got the David Ric Flair angle, isn't it?
Well, he got there because he flew compared to driving like they did.
he would not be able to afford a flight.
He's a recipient of a horrible beating.
Well, his lifestyle is being funded now by Wyoming Bishop there.
Oh, look at these bastards.
Oh, there comes some relief.
Kidman!
So I assume Goldberg is going to come and spear him and leave like most of his matches now.
Wow, this is a cool stunt, bro. This is all Shane Helms here.
No. Oh, it's Smokey and the Bandit.
I don't know. I don't think Shane had that kind of stunt training at this point.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. This is horrible. This is awful.
It is.
He worked at the Ringling Brothers Circus to do that motorcycle stunt.
Yeah, I'm going to send in Disco Inferno to take down Sid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they could have balanced the wrestling squads a little bit better in this movie.
I know. Where are the Steiners? Goldberg's back up.
Oh, well, Scott Steiner had major, major back surgery at this time. That's my best friend. Harpoon his ass.
Harpoon his ass.
That's my boy.
Yeah. He's beating somebody up. It proves he's a man after all.
There's no way Oliver Platt would be able to climb that cage. I bet he can't climb stairs, let alone cage. Oh wait, is she a traitor? She's a traitor. Is she a traitor?
Yeah,
I thought so. I thought I remember her being a traitor.
Yeah. Because you left her behind in New York. You overheard her phone call. It's the only way you could find out. But
she just got taken out by the ladder.
Nice. What a waste.
Shin staying so close to the ring, there's a ladder matchup. We're at the what was the second cage called? The hardcore
hardcore hell.
Yeah.
AKA Plunder Central. Going for the plunder, baby.
Oh, there's a noose in there. Oh,
well, oh, that's Ken. You definitely Ken Hung.
This is what he did, like, in front of his girlfriend, right?
Too soon.
Too soon.
I need to go back and find that book, and I'll read the chapter on Sunday where it said about the Renegade.
Oh, God.
You sitting down a nice ball of cognac. Reading
the book of Canyon. Oh,
Canyon, right? Oh, this is Canyon, like, practicing for Slam.
Why didn't they do that in the real match that we saw at Slamboree? Oh, that's right. They threw him onto the stage. Oh, look, it's Spider Sting.
Yeah, no, they did do that. Canyon took a bump.
Yeah, I meant on the cage.
Oh, on the cage. Yeah, on the cage.
The ramp was, no, the ramp was a spot for, yeah.
Yeah. And also because it had to be the Sting building your own hard dive. Like, yeah, that's not weird at all.
Yeah, that was
weird. We're men. We will not love other men.
Sting just like nails him. Hit me.
This movie was like number 6. And then it just went down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess the competition you're opening up against.
I just have no belief in Oliver Platt as Jimmy the Kid. I'm really having a hard time with this.
You cannot buy this character.
I really can't. I have no buy-in in this character at all.
I know. All right, who would you prefer? Like, who out there? Like, obviously, a more built actor. Maybe someone from action genre around the time.
Like, you made a good point earlier. It's a comedy, so it has to be, like, I get why he's in this movie and what he's doing, but I would have to think through it.
Yeah.
Also, who, like, doesn't care about the script?
That's the other thing. Well, yeah. Actor, you're gonna find
there's enough guys at this point, but like, you know, you're Van Damme, you're Seagal, you're wondering.
Did you see like Bill Murray playing Jimmy King?
No. Oh, look at that! That's the spot they should have done in the freaking steel cage.
There you go.
For sure,
I would have killed somebody.
Wow! It says Jack Palance should have been Sal Bandini. And Martin Landau replaced him.
Ooh. Oh, that would be great. Alice
would have been fun.
It would have been fun. Yeah, if he's just doing his same character from Dirty Work, that's great.
He gets the belts.
Wow. Louis Arquette was the voice of Superfly Snuka in Hulk Hogan's Rockin' Wrestling.
Well, at least Louis Arquette didn't murder his wife.
Nope. They just got divorced. Got divorced, like, in there.
I'm going to let you walk free.
Oh, Terminator. Aunt Saint rapping grandma.
Yep.
Barney Fife and the rest of the cops.
Barney Fife and the rest of the cops.
We got chicken all of our characters.
Tackleberry family, that's what I call them, the Tackleberry.
Oh my god, this is like Shawn Michaels Alamo Dome.
That's Canyon right there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it is Canyon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rippers in the Juggalos, man.
Who's better than Canyon?
All
right. Oh,
take him out and whack him.
Yeah, geeks. People, the fans made wrestling.
I'm going to rewatch the show eventually, so I don't remember how Joey Pants gets whacked. I just know why he got whacked.
So he gets. Oh, I know.
No, no, don't tell me. When you don't have to say is everything that, in your mind.
Is that Charmel?
No, that's Tigress.
That's Tigress.
Like, Grooney's like the spoiler king.
There goes the ratings. The king is champ. Really, Goldberg? You're going to be his, like, go get his title. You be my partner?
Goldberg and Oliver Platt. You know,
in the context of King, he does have the same body shape as Jerry the King Lawler did in his heyday. So I guess that makes sense if you look at it from that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of who'd be better, but I can think of who'd be worse. If they got like Kevin James at this point, he wouldn't have worked.
Oh, that would have been worse.
Yeah.
I can't think of one better. It's hard. I can't put my finger on it.
I know. Who was a good solid comedian in around 99?
Ben Stiller?
He's too small.
Pudge.
Way too small.
Someone will a pudge. Someone
Drew,
like
Drew Carey? I don't know. Was Drew Carey a thing?
I would have said Stifler.
Drew Carey.
Stifler's too young. Jim Carrey? No.
No, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Oh, God, no.
What if you put like you Levy in that role?
No, at least Oliver Platt seems like he can carry some legit, like, has a few, like, Jaeger bombs. He probably feels like he be a tough guy.
Oliver Platt was a god in this movie.
Interesting. That's an interesting phrase.
Hey, look. Window Goldberg broke without shattering his arm.
And then...
Oh my! The name of this place is Stop and Shop. That's pretty funny.
So Arquette starts wrestling in this police gear.
Yeah, that's his gimmick, man.
That's his gimmick. So he's like like Sarge. Oh, hello.
Yeah, or he's like Big Boss Man when they want to make him over a law enforcement officer.
That is a pretty sweet Hummer limo.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the Hummer limo.
That's Charmel.
Yeah.
I know. Having a car, we have like a jacuzzi or something in the back. I don't know if that's classy or just really sleazy, because that's got to be like dirty as water.
It's, what it's, those kids it's, do besides hang out at the gas station?
There you go.
Why don't we find you from
the Burt Reynolds films? Just do a gag reel at the end.
Hey, don't be playing about Cannonball Run. Those were the best gags.
This is a positive. Yeah, this is in the film's favor is having a gag reel.
Oh,
there's a legit punch. That's where Savage actually gets tagged.
Bill Goldberg, Paige, Richard Weinbach,
Steve Sting Borden.
Yep.
The guy who played his son, his name was Tate, like TAI. I looked at it quickly. I thought it was Taint.
Yep.
Your name is Taint? Oh, wow. So, what you got? What do you think, Sean?
I mean, it was good to watch. I wouldn't watch it again.
You don't want to watch it with the sound on?
I think I probably enjoyed watching it because I watched it with you guys in a group watch. I don't think I'd go out of my way to watch it again. I mean, it's a pretty bad stereotypical wrestling movie, you know, but I also like to me, I would liken it to, for us old fucks, the Body Slam in the 80s.
Oh.
That's kind of what I related to a little bit, but I love Body Slam. So
Body Slam is so much fun because it's like, you know, when Dirk Benedict is your most real actor.
I mean, and by the way, I love Starbucks. So when I saw him in that movie, I popped big. So It's like, yeah. But
for me, now going back to this movie, I would say this was a little more like, you know, this should have just been like a TBS movie. Like, this did not need to go into theaters. This could have just been like a TV movie, really.
I mean, if you like it, it's the movies like Fighting With Your Family, which are actually good. Like, there are good wrestling movies out there.
That was based off of a real thing, you know?
But it was still a comedy.
That was a...
So.
Yes, that was a much, much better film than this. I really enjoyed it. And I always have a soft spot for the wrestler because I was there when they filmed the climactic scenes with the Ayatollah.
That's right. You were in the ring.
Ring of Honor. We did those shows in Jersey, which was we did three shows that weekend, two of them specifically to film those scenes for the movie.
Is a good movie. That is a good movie.
Yeah, that's a hell of a movie. Mm-hmm. But as far as Ready to Rumble, like, it's a, there's a lot of bad comedies out there. I mean, if you just take away the part of, like, observing it as a wrestling fan, like, yeah, like, it's a fun, like, for us to get together and just laugh at and riff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like our version of Mystery Science Theater.
And I exactly. think that's why I enjoyed it, is because we did it as a group. By myself, I'd be like, this is shit.
So, yeah. This isn't like Frey Got Finger, a movie I've only ever seen once on video, and I felt no need to revisit.
I'm not a big Tom Green fan, so I'll never subject myself to that.
I really enjoyed this show. I will still stand for that show.
I don't know.
Stuff.
You know, the Chad was good. The Chad was great. Whatever the shit he says.
From Troy's Angels.
Yes. Although he was funny in Road Trip.
Yeah, he was good in Road Trip.
Oh yes, a movie that I was looking up the films of 2000. I was looking like, what did I see in theaters and what did I skip? I definitely assumed that Ready to Rumble didn't come to my town, but I definitely saw Road Trip when it came out that June.
I laughed my ass off the first time I saw Road Trip. I was half in the bag. I think it was like we were watching the World Series and the Yankees were getting their asses kicked. And my buddy's like, hey, let's throw on a movie instead. I'm like, all right. We watched Road Trip and it was friggin' hysterical.
Andy, did you do a watch along, a laugh in theater of Road Trip?
I don't know. No, not for sure. But I have to check my list and see if somebody else has it reserved.
Maybe that next or something.
Mm-hmm. No. Another Warner Brothers film I wish I was laughing in the theater but didn't at was Battlefield Earth, which came out May 10th.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a horrible movie. I was going to say, I thought you were about to say, what was the other one? I had Galaxy Quest laughing. In my head. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think that came out in 99.
Yeah, but Battlefield Earth, I saw a trailer. I was like, nope.
No, I gave it a chance.
All right, so obviously you guys, it's your first
I'll be watching
pod.
A lot more movies when we open up theaters again, for sure.
There you go.
I feel like I do miss that experience.
But so we're gonna close things down though. So check out what we got going on all the feeds on Placement Nation Wrestling, Placement Nation Pop, Jenny Position, and North South Connection. Sean, you got anything you want to promote?
Yeah, so I got a couple things coming up. So I have an episode of Freak Out Driving coming up with Jenny in a few weeks where we watch Pet Sematary. By the time this comes out, nice. I was on the Special Relations podcast with our folks across the pond. Mm-hmm. So that'll be coming out shortly. And then I will be part of a brand new podcast with our friend Logan and Ben from across the pond called Chicken Salad, where we go back and watch some of the worst pay-per-views in history and try to make chicken salad out of chicken shit pay-per-view. So that should be debuting soon, too.
All right. Great. Take a look out for
that. Okay. Will you be looking at ECW November to Remember 97?
The first episode is Great American Bash 91.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh. Good choice.
Mm-hmm. As for me, check me out over on the wrestling feed. I have the latest episode of Great Debate Wrestling. That was with Chad, Steve, and Jordan. A new show is dropping. The next episode of Evolution. That was me and Mr. Rosero. We talked Randy Macho Man Savage. We basically looked at the start of his career all the way up until he retired from wrestling and unfortunately died way too soon. Also, the next episode of Year in Pop is coming. That is 1982. That's with Scott D'Amato and Dr. G. And don't forget, Body Pressure Luck also is coming. Next episode should be up around the time you're hearing this, as well as new episodes of Laughing Theater. The last episode was The Goonies with Mr. Peter Winston. And the aforementioned Logan Cross and stopping by, we're going to do Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. All right, so don't forget, check out...
Oh, very nice.
Yes, I can't wait. One of my favorite movies. So don't forget, check out the website, PlayStation.com, all the social media pages, the Greatest Junk Food Tournament. And I want to say thank you to Sean, James, and Eric for joining me tonight. And we'll check you out on the next episode of Laughing Isolation Theater. Take care, everybody.
Oh God.